There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right. And Dalton, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's audio with it, but I am looking at, I just put it up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5 as Governor Ivey is quoted here from AL.com story says, I'm standing as strong as a bull for Alabama against this outrageous Washington overreach. Bring it on. Okay. So really what I'm focused on, Dalton, is do we have audio of the governor saying I'm standing as strong as a bull? I know that we have not launched a new show open, and I know one of the reasons I can't launch a new show open is I have so many cuts. I think I have like 76 now for the new show open, and it needs to be like 7. But I want to let's add that to the mix, because if we got that audio, that's pretty strong. All right, let's do this. We're going to grab some calls. Also, Brian Donson from 1819 News is going to join us here in just a little bit. But first, back to the telephones, and let's go to Mike in Point Clear. Hey, Mike.
Hey. The people who are talking about quitting their job or leaving their job, I recommend that they do not leave at all, that they make them put it on a company letterhead, the reason for their dismissal and the reason for them being fired, and that you need to have that in writing with the company letterhead to give to your attorney. That yeah. turns a lot of people's heads, and I believe it'll make them realize that they're really painting themselves into a corner that the federal government is not going to bail them out on.
You know, it's going to be interesting as well to see how this is. You know, we got the call earlier from Johnny about whether you got to sign something. You know, to
yeah, and I'm not going to sign anything. They're going to have to dismiss if they do that. You know, I think it's great that people can make their own decision about their health care. That's the way it should be. And this is about that liberty. It's not about the vaccination. I'm fine with people getting a vaccination, wearing a mask, whatever. I may or may not do it. I won't disclose that. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to quit a job.
Yeah, that's
because of it. And here's the other
thing.
You're going
to make them
develop an immunity test.
Yeah,
that immunity test for someone who's had COVID needs to be equal to the same immunity threshold that would be from the vaccine.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Dale Jackson and I talked about that last week. He and I were on the same page on that and said, you know, if we're going to try to, if public safety and people not getting sick is the end goal, why do we not open up all channels to establish that somebody can't pass on? You know, I mean,
no, you're actually right, because that is a true libertarian viewpoint. Although, if you want to call it constitutional libertarian.
I've been called worse.
Yeah, believe me.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Let me run to, let's go to Greg in what has to be fantastically beautiful Orange Beach today. Hey, Greg.
Well, my question will be, how in the world would he police that? You know, it would seem to me that, I don't know how you go around making sure that people are doing that.
And I don't know.
I think this is just more proof that he is absolutely does not have the mental capacity to be the president.
I'll put you down as undecided, Greg. Thank you. But let's go skip it in beautiful Baldwin County. Ed in Robertsdale next. Hey, Ed.
Hey. I don't know. I haven't got to hear everything today, but has anyone talked about the people that have gotten the vaccine and have died locally?
The stories come up a lot of times. We go through and look at them. Those numbers that I can see, I have not seen a verified report that shows me there's some high number of that. But if you've got something, you know, I can tell you, send it to me.
High number. it's the fact that there are people dying, and I know one in Robertsdale, and I won't mention their name, but 31-year-old guy that had a heart condition, and he talked him into taking it. 5 days later, he died of a blood clot through the autopsy. And in Atmore, another person died that I know, and he, same way. And then a lady that works for me, they're farmers, and one of the farmers over on 38 off the Beach Express, their son took it the other day, and he had a stroke 3 days later, and now he's paralyzed. They were all three perfectly healthy.
Well, you said one had the heart condition. Right. And this is what I appreciate the call. And people have called in with this. I need to see, and I know you're trying to protect people's privacy, and I get it.
Well, sure.
I need something, you know, from, I guess, I mean, I'm sure they're going to get representation or attorneys or something like that. If you talk to those people, send something to me.
Okay. We will.
All right. But, thank you. Go ahead.
What? Okay. On the other part of it is that how would you expect a family to take the vaccine when they know that their kin folks have died from it or been harmed from it? And there's a lot of that going on, and there's not a lot of talk of it. It gets buried. But I'll get the information for you.
Please do. That is interesting to me, Ed. I mean, because I could talk about the other side and say, well, look at the number of people that did not get vaccinated that have died, you know, from the Delta variant. So, I mean, they're once again, if you're new to the show, this is not an anti-vax show. I'm somebody who thinks, you know, we'll talk about vaccines. Here's my issue is vaccines part of this discussion for sure. But the quashing of any other discussion, be it therapeutics, right? I mean, we've done so much today. I mean, you could run out of time without even the Rogan discussion where he's now going to turn around. Remember what I said earlier in the week when I opened up the show and I said, you know, I'm going to make everybody mad by the end of it when I took J.D. Crow and his horse cartoon to task from AL.com. At the same time, I said, if you're out there and you're getting mad and screaming at people that are wearing masks or choosing to get vaccines, you're also part of the problem because we need to try to have liberty here in this. And if somebody wants to make a choice to do it, that's also okay. But this discussion is where I was on Tuesday after the president's speech last night. Here comes the pushback again to remove liberty. And I don't have the clip. Maybe I can get it right back. But the clip was, let's see if I get it right here. This is on the fly. But the president said, this is not about freedom. Here it is, I think.
Got their first shot in August than they did in July. But we need to do more. This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Okay. What?
It's about protecting yourself and those around you.
Okay. So there's the, I mean, I'm trying to process that. Maybe you're doing a better job with me. Let's go to David quickly. David's in Mobile. Hey, David.
Hey, Sean. The president is 1,000% wrong on that. But not to sound like a conspiracy theorist on this vaccine mandate, which I do agree is a way overreach that will probably be tossed by the courts. I had a political science professor at South Alabama tell me when I was there that the only way communism or socialism will ever work in this country is if you have robots doing all the jobs. Well, think about this. What better way to accelerate the automation of the labor market than having a severe labor shortage like we have right now?
Right.
So you're going to see if that shortage continues, you're going to see driverless trucks. You're going to see robots making your Big Macs because companies are not going to sit still and continue to pay higher wages and bonuses when they can't when they can pay robots to do it cheaper.
But you don't have to preach to me. I've been talking about that before COVID, right? I've been talking about that for years. So, yeah, that's an accelerant to it for sure. Although, you know, maybe they get to the UBI discussion. And, you know, just to remain, what is the cliche? To remain transparent on this. When UBI reaches $1 million, I'm out and I'm going fishing. So, all right, let's go to one more here. And then I got to move on here. Tyler is in Mobile and up next. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, I want to talk about, in Alabama, over the past couple of weeks, we've had people driving all around the state, and they're driving around and they're getting wrecks in their cars, and it's killing them. Well, what are we gonna do to stop them from driving? Because, you know, if we have 1 million people drive, and one of them dies per week, we can't allow it. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, the easiest way to make sure we don't have car wrecks is everybody has to stay in their house. Or everybody has to ride a bicycle.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know what? That's the answer. Call Biden, and we'll do a bicycle mandate. And but we can't have risk in our life is my point. You know, if there's a chance that anybody could ever die doing anything, we just need to stay inside. Let's dig holes in the ground. And everything will be okay.
Well, Tyler, here's the argument they're going to make back. They're going to say, well, but that doesn't affect, you know, somebody. You can't spread car wreck is what they'll argue, you know. Or and that's why they'll say it's different. I appreciate your call. I wanted to shift gears here. But we will take some more of your texts and calls on this through the hour. But I want to introduce my guest in studio, Brian Dawson. It's the 1819 News, right? And why do I not have your mic on? There we go. There we go. Now I have the button switched. There you go.
Good.
There you go.
You can hear me now.
You think I've been in the studio for 13 years or so. But, so I'm welcoming you in amongst all this. So, hey, you can handle this.
That's
right?
I'm like the president.
Yeah, that's right. This is some Alabama news right here. I mean, it's national news, but this Alabama. You know, Alabama Texas. Folks talking about what it means to their job. I mean, we had somebody who's walking away from a job, leaving a job because of this. And let's talk about this from what 1819 News is and what y'all are going to do. And is this the kind of story y'all be looking at?
Sure. So first off, 1819 News is going to be a statewide, state-focused, full-service multimedia empire for the state of Alabama.
An empire.
An empire. And if you don't put that emphasis for whatever reason, it's part tongue-in-cheek, but not really. It's going to be bigger than anything the state of Alabama has ever seen. And so we say it that way because, you know, oh, we're going to start a multimedia company. And people are like, oh, that's cute. We'll put it on the fridge. And it's like, well, no, seriously.
That's cute.
It's going to be big. You know, you have to do the Donald Trump. It's going to be huge.
Yes.
But, you know, we're going to have an online written publication that's going to have hard-hitting beat reporting and investigative journalism, something that's not really being done right now.
Okay.
We're going to have people asking tough questions that, you know, historically the press and the government have not had an affable, friendly relationship. At best, we should be promoting healthy skepticism of, mm-hmm. of the government. And at worst, it's an adversarial relationship, but it certainly isn't a cozied up one. And then I think really in the state of Alabama, you see a lot of that. And you also see from the AL.coms of the world, no good, dirty rednecks. You should be ashamed of, you know, reading the Bible and voting for Trump and all of these type of things.
Seems like I've asked this question, Brian, just not to talk about the other player in this, but
yeah.
It seems like a bad business model. In our state. I've never understood that.
I have a theory. Okay. I'll just throw in, you know, I'm doing air quotes. You can't see it, but a theory. My theory is that, you know, if you look at the funding, they get their money, the Alabama Media Company from, I think, ProPublica, which is like a George Soros funded thing or whatever. And it's almost like they put this just like this propaganda machine in the state of Alabama that just like wears down and erodes our values. And it's like, so you get up day in, day out, every single day, and you look at it and it's just telling you how stupid you are and how ashamed you should be of yourself. And hopefully over the course of time, maybe they'll eventually get people to wear down on their beliefs and realize, you know, make us feel like we're crazy. I think that's the theory.
Okay, so the flip side of that business model would be what you're talking about doing.
Absolutely. And so not only are we going to answer the problem of there's not news being done the way that it traditionally has been with good beat reporting, people asking tough questions, investigative reporters digging in to what's going on so that the people of Alabama know what's going on so they can participate in their civic duties in a healthy way. We're going to solve that from that perspective, but we're also going to, from the AL.com perspective, we're going to have an audio-video production studio that's pumping out content that celebrates what's good, true, and beautiful about the state of Alabama. We have incredible business that goes on here that you never hear anything about from here. We're in Mobile, you have the port and all these other good things that are going on. Huntsville, Space Force and all the aeronautical stuff going on. Birmingham is an absolute economic powerhouse. So you've got job creators and entrepreneurs that aren't being talked about. You have ministries and, you know, and just heroes. You look like the Bear Bryants to the Helen Kellers and all the other people in between. This is an amazing state and you just don't hear about it. So we're really excited to celebrate the state and allow the people of Alabama to be proud of where they live again.
All right. So when you say if somebody is a multimedia company, so that means print, right?
Yep.
Right. These stories done. So print and then you said a video production. Are we going to see, is it going to be like a news report on video or is it going to be vignettes and stories or?
Yeah. So it's all going to be a web-based setup. So where everything is going to be pointing back to the website, which is 1819news.com.
There you go
there and sign up for the newsletter.
Okay.
But everything is going to be on there, and that's where going to be all the content is housed. And so we will have news and print articles that are on there, but the audio video production studio is going to be podcasts, short videos, and things that are telling stories about Alabama.
Okay.
And we will eventually get into where we're having, you know, video news and everything like that. But yeah, that is the goal. Is that, you know, some people listen to News Talk Radio. As you know, I'm a radio guy. I have a radio background.
Right, that's how you and I met.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So there's people who tune into News Talk Radio day in, day out, the people listening right now, and they love it. But there's other people who like to read articles. There's other people that like to have podcasts. Other people would like to, you know, other people that would like to read articles, but they don't have time, would like to listen, you know, listen to that article be read to them with a play button at the top of the article, right? Yeah. So we're going to create the content that people want and need, and then we're going to get it to them in the way that they would prefer to digest it.
All right. We come back from the break. We want to talk more about this 1819 News. Plus, we can get some more of your text and calls here at 343-0106. And speaking of how people like podcasts and all that, the reminder, brand new for free FM Talk 106.5 app that's waiting for you at Google Play if you're an Android user, or the App Store for iPhone folks. Not only do you get the streaming of the station there, you got access to 55 hours a week of live local shows we produce right here at the studios at Airport and 65. Those are there, plus our social media feeds, up-to-the-minute traffic maps, weather information, show schedules, and that talkback feature that y'all know I love. I always talk about it. Right there on the front page, you'll see a microphone icon on the app. You mash that, you can leave us a message, sends it right here to the studio, or I get it played back on the radio. So check that out as well. Just look for FMTALK 1065. No point between the 6 and 5. Why? Well, ask the web people. Just FMTALK 1065. Look for that at the App Store or Google Play, and we'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Continue our conversation in a second here about the 1819 News website. Get into that. Right now, I want to check in with my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, and always new inventory at the store. You were telling me a second ago, what, some Disney Lion King stuff coming in?
Exactly. It's the third in the series now. It's the Hakuna Matata Lion King coin that came out. It is an official one-ounce silver coin. We've already been selling a bunch of those because I've got to tell you, anybody with kids can probably, they hear that song in their nightmares. That's all I can say.
I'm raising my hand, yes, twice.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, if you're a parent, you've had children, and you've had the Lion King on the repertoire, they've probably played that a dozen times in a row, maybe even more than that. But you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to see it. You just give them the coin and let them get excited about that, and then put your headphones on and block out the noise.
Yeah, we've said this in the past, too. This is this kind of hybrid between precious metals, people looking to buy gold and silver, but also the additional value in collectability, right? And the kind of the, oh, wow, like you give the kid silver. Oh, great, great, that's great. I got some silver. What the heck? But if you give them, like you said, a coin of something they like, now we got an enhancement.
Well, it's something that gets their attention. And once you've got their attention with that, and there was no drama involved, they look at that, you can maybe start a conversation down the road about, hey, even if you don't like the Lion King anymore, that's still an ounce of pure silver. It's always going to have that silver value, as well as having that cool factor of being a Lion King item or a Star Wars item or James Bond, whatever that happens to be. Because like you said, not everybody gets excited about that brick of silver or that silver round. So you throw in some of their favorite characters or some of their favorite themes, they're going to really appreciate that.
All right. Somebody wants to pick one of these up or check out all the other selection at the store. Tell them how to find you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Of course, online, mobilebaycoins.com. You can like and follow us on Facebook or on Instagram to see the new stuff as it's coming in. Or check us out every Tuesday night with Two Guys and Some Change here on FM Talk 106.5. If you miss us there, check out the Two Guys and Some Change website.
Thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. I'll tell you what, we're going to return to our conversation with Brian Dawson in just a second because it's news time, and we'll get to it. I do want to read this text on the way out here. Let's see. This is, well, now I've lost it. Now, let's see. Okay, Don. Good afternoon, Sean. Wouldn't you say it's extremely obvious that Biden has thrown this spaghetti against the wall about mandated vaccine to divert the attention from that I think is still needed, being held accountable for the Afghanistan disaster? I don't know. I think he's think he stepped from one disaster into another, is what I think, Don. Don goes on to say, hey, Sean, what about the big companies that are union organized? How will that go over? What if the employees decide to go on strike because of this? I'll tell you, the first place I would see that kind of labor force is going to come in the healthcare world. They have the leverage right now, for sure. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So my buddy Trey, and somebody was asking about this a couple weeks ago. They said, what's the promo code? And I said, we don't have a promo code, because that's what happens with, like, big companies that don't have a local presence, right? They're trying to find out in their advertising where it's working, this and that. Trey's homeboy, Mobile guy. So your promo code is, hey, I heard Sean talking about you on FM Talk. That's how it works. So 1-800-GOT-JUNK, big national company, but the guy that runs it last 13 years, a friend of mine, been a friend of mine a long time, he's getting stuff done in Mobile and Baldwin County. We've used him here at the station a couple times, used him at the house. You could use him. Listen, it could be that whole, I'm not saying I've been in your house, but, you know, a lot of houses have a junk drawer in the kitchen where, like, the stuff, like all the other stuff goes. Not a junk room, right? That used to be your guest room. Get the junk out of there. Open up the guest room. Have that ready again. Or it could be something big. You've got the great pirate ship playset in the backyard and the above ground pool, and your youngest child is in their 30s. Let it go and let Trey come and pick it up. So little stuff, big stuff, it's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Cool way that they do this. Well, actually, it's an old-fashioned way they do this. They set an appointment, not this spectrum of time. You know, they'll be there sometime between Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. and Friday at 9 p.m. Now, you go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're going to find a day that works for you and a window of time that works for you, and they set an appointment. It's like normal, like it used to be. And they show up at your house. You say, I want this gone, this gone, this gone. They quote your price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, and continue our conversation to a guest in studio, Brian Dawson, the 1819news.com, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And so you got that holding page there. So it's coming, right?
Yeah,
when is the day?
Mid-October. So. Okay. Really right now we're out getting the word about what we're doing. And there's obviously a hunger and a thirst for it. I made a Facebook post on my personal page that I made public to let, you know, just my buddy's like, oh, let me share it.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 hours, there was already 221,000 people talking about 1819 News. And so,
well, that escalated.
Yeah, that escalated quickly. So, you know, and that just shows there is a hunger. You know, the people of Alabama know that they're being lied to. And I would even say, you know, any business that starts because they feel like there's a clientele mm-hmm. that's being underserved mm-hmm. or isn't being served well.
Right.
And so what we saw is that the people of Alabama were being underserved by the news organizations, you know, with the exception of obviously talk radio, specifically independent talk radio stations like yourself.
Hey.
But yeah, especially in the written space. And so, you know, we really thought that we could make a huge difference, and also to get people to stop looking constantly at the national news cycle. Do we have to pay attention? Absolutely. Is there crazy stuff going on in D.C.? Sure. But there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Montgomery that people don't know about.
I didn't set you up for that, have
you? No.
Okay. Because that's what I've said for, like, obviously got to pay attention to Washington. But I think it's a bad thing that there are a lot of people who can tell you about the federal issues and who's in office in federal, but you ask them who their state rep is, who their senator is, what's going on with legislation in the upcoming session. And I'm not trying to down on them. There needs to be, I mean, we do our part here, but there needs to be more of that discussion, because that often affects you just as much or more than what happens in Washington.
That which touches you most, you pay attention to the least, seems to be the pattern, and it's crazy. And so we want to get people excited to be involved, to take their state back. We have typically how it works in most other places is that politics and public policy is downstream from culture. Nothing mm-hmm. happens in politics or public policy until it happens in culture. Well, here we are in Alabama. We have a terrific culture full of people who love and fear God, believe the Bible, hard work, perseverance, character, and all these amazing things that Alabama values, that what we represent, and literally none of it is represented in our legislation, right? And you look at this last legislative session, and, you know, coming on the heels of COVID and all these, you know, crazy things that were going on, schools being shut down, masks being forced, all this other stuff. combined with the fact that we're a Republican supermajority, you thought there would have been some type of legislation that seemed like it was serving the people. And the two things that took up all the air in the room was gambling and medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm. I see those differently. But yes, you're right. Yeah. Let's take the gambling side. We can. The medical marijuana, and I'll go right. I think that's been a long time coming because the way I see it, if it's medicine for people. Now, do I realize it's a stepping stone to recreational law state? Sure. Yeah. But I can't. I also believe if this, Lord knows the stuff we prescribe people right now, the kind of drugs that people, right?
Yeah.
So if that's the benchmark, then if marijuana done through a doctor, given to the person, and I know how it could be abused this way or the other. I mean, look at all the pills that get abused, right? But if it's a healthy, and I've always said, you know, I've got no dog in this hunt. I'm not a consumer of marijuana, but I believe if it's a medicine that can help somebody. So I do. I supported Senator Melson on that.
What I say is it's not whether you agree with it or disagree with it. It's in the way in which that it got passed. That's that's my focus. Again, we're talking about freedoms, whether it be vaccines, mm-hmm. whether we're talking about marijuana, whether we're talking about whatever, right? If the people of Alabama wanted that, I think there's a better way to do it and not to get all into the nitty-gritty of it. But, I mean, you see how ABC is regulated here, right, with the alcohol and the liquor stores and everything. Yeah, and that. And so my joke is, it's like, man, you think that's bad. Wait till the government starts slanging ganja.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be real bad. And so
– are y'all going to tackle – is 1819 News going to tackle ABC and the procedures around where they have their facilities and all that? Come on, Ryan, get – please.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Got him on the record, please, because that's one of my favorites. And you mentioned the gaming thing. I would argue they probably went with that because it's popularity, right? But what version?
But look at the popularity. And so it's advertised as, hey, aren't you tired of going across the state lines to get your scratch tickets? And what they don't tell you is this was actually a full-blown gambling establishment bill where there's five entities, truly, if you include the Indians, but four other entities that are already running full-fledged gambling establishments, thumbing their nose at the law, doing it illegally right now. It's not being enforced. And so we're rewarding them by saying, you know what, we're going to put your names into the Alabama State Constitution and say that you have exclusive gambling rights in perpetuity.
Duopoly. Yeah, I was talking about last hour.
That's not competition. That's not freedom. That's who knows why I'm all of a sudden letting you people do it. Like these.
Because I'm told this. Right? So here's what I'm told. And I've been talking about this round, that my solution would be that the state, we'd have a constitutional amendment. It comes up if people vote to allow gaming or whatever. Then individual businesses would risk capital, right, and buy a license from the state for some big amount of money, and then you get a percentage of profits versus picking the winners and losers, letting the market decide.
Exactly. And so,
but I'm told time and time again that because of what you talked about, the legacy here in Alabama, there's no way to get that done politically in Montgomery.
Yeah. And so, and again, no matter how you feel about any of those things, the question is, did you even know about what we just talked about? Do the people of Alabama have any idea about that gambling bill, right? Not,
well,
not
those
the lottery
who listen
bill,
to us,
gambling
do, but
bill.
Yes, beyond that.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
And the answer is no. And why aren't we asking tough questions? Who are these families?
Mm-hmm.
What is, you know, what's going on in these establishments? Like, and no one's digging into these things and looking at it. And again, that's one of a whole bunch of things. And so, we just feel, and that's what I mean by we feel that the people of Alabama are underserved by these news operations. There was a day, and Mobile is the highlight of it, I think, during the Scrooge Siegelman days when investigative journalism between you had Eddie Curran, Brett Blackledge, Kim Chandler doing amazing work, people winning Pulitzer Prizes. And because there was, you know, and again, when the Mobile Press Register was in its prime and the Birmingham News was in its prime, the people of Alabama, even if they didn't live in those markets, were benefiting from the work that was being done.
Sure.
It was real traditional journalism, and it's just not there anymore.
No, it's not. And one of the other questions here, too, is, you know, I've told people, they're like, all the stories are lies that come out there. And maybe not all the time. What I think happens is the way news groups choose to cover a story or choose not to cover another story. That's the thing, I think, you know. If I only covered if there was a war going on, and I only covered the because war is hell, and I only had reporters covering the atrocities on one side and never had any news coming from the other side of the front, what those people were doing, you would, Vietnam War, y'all, you would see it as being completely one-sided, right?
Absolutely.
Not because the thing didn't happen on this one side, but you never did report what happened on the other side of the line.
Absolutely. So I think nationally, I think the lies are by commission. I think we're actually just flat out being lied to on the national news. I think locally here in the state, it's lies of omission.
I do, too.
It's what's not being reported on.
And, right, and that sense, because if you don't hear that story, you only hear this story, and it never the other one never sees the light of day, that you never know it happened. And that's one of the, and you also talked about the adversarial relationship between reporters and all that. We've gone into a point, I love the, you know, one sword sharpens the other. I say it on this show all the time. But it doesn't have to be. The problem is it's devolved. Being adversarial, I think people hear that in being nasty. And just when you see a press conference, you know, where you have a presidential press conference and people are just shouting things to try to score a point, not actually even ask a question. That's adversarial for adversarial sake. I like the idea of holding to task and all that stuff. But if you can be decent about it, yeah, the way you approach it, I think that goes further with me as a consumer.
Yeah, you don't want to be Jim Acosta, right? Like, right. That's what you don't want to be. And so, like I said, at best, when it's functioning the way it's supposed to, we're promoting healthy skepticism. But when it gets bad,
right,
you know, it's an outright adversarial relationship.
And right, again, so hopefully you could keep this in that, the healthy skepticism and asking the questions and all that, but ask a question instead of telling the person that they're, you know.
And so, and again, I highly recommend everyone reading Eddie's book, The Governor of Goat Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see he was very much the persistent, pleasant, and all these other things until he began to just be lied to. Public, you know, right, court records and things weren't being given to him.
And it matured to that level.
Exactly.
Versus, I think today, Brian, people come in hot and they start there. And how the heck are you going to get, you know, if you walk in and the government official and tell him he's a jerk and an idiot, and now I'm going to ask you a question, if you have no back, if you've had no past with him, what does that benefit? Yeah. That doesn't help me get the story.
And good government and good, healthy officials that are representing the people of Alabama should have no problems with people asking tough questions, knowing that a free press guarantees freedoms that you're supposed to be protecting.
Now, Jerry suggested, this is a good one, people are suggesting stories for 1819 News. There's one, I'll tell you, like, it's Jerry and I, it's the Sea Lord snapper permit system. There's a story for y'all right there of how allocation of red snapper resource goes. That's a good Alabama story.
You can come in at info@1819news.com.
Is that how they get? Okay.
Yeah, send them in. And we'll have another way of getting them. But for right now, that's it. And
you said mid-October for launch?
Mid-October for launch, yeah. Stay tuned. And if you go and sign up right now at 1819news.com, follow us on Facebook at 1819 News, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll continue to update you guys about when the actual launch is going to be.
Let me ask you the obvious question, too, before somebody, 1819.
Yeah, what is this 1819? So 1819 was the year that Alabama became the 22nd state in the nation. And so why would you choose that? Well, we believe very strongly that we want to stay connected to our heritage. Our heritage has things that we can learn from, and it has things that we can celebrate. And we also know that we're not descended from fearful men.
Right.
And so as we move into the future, we want to be standing on the shoulders of giants and the mistakes they've made and the things that they've done well, and have that knowledge as we go into the future.
So there's the 1819. There's the reason.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, I appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll talk again in October when this thing goes live, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Coming back, so Amanda Summerlin from Taylor Martino joins me here in just a few. Also a reminder, once again, the solemn commemoration of 20 years since the attacks on our country. Tomorrow, Battleship Memorial Park. I know there are events going on elsewhere, but Battleship Memorial Park has been a big focus for us. And you have the Tunnel to Towers run or walk, as I was corrected the other day. You can walk too. That's going to start and end, so different than it was in the past. It's going to start and end at Battleship Memorial Park. And then, of course, remarks from keynote speaker, American hero Brad Israel, tomorrow as well. All parking's free. Everything's free. Battleship Memorial Park gets started early tomorrow morning. Hopefully, we will see y'all there. All right. I'll be right back. News is coming up next.